Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in
thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Are you struggling to understand God's will for your life? Do you find yourself wondering if you are on the right path or if God is truly leading you? If so, you are not alone. Discerning God's will can be a challenging and confusing process, but it is essential for our growth and transformation as believers. In this devotional, we will explore Romans chapter 12 verse 2, and discuss how we can test and approve God's will for our lives. Join me as we seek wisdom and guidance from God's Word and learn to trust in His sovereignty, even in difficult circumstances. Our topic today is how to test and approve God's will, and our Bible text is from Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
Romans chapter 12 verse 2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing and perfect will.
As believers, one of our most significant desires is to live according to God's will. We want to know what God wants us to do, and we want to do it. But how do we discern God's will in the midst of the complexities of life? How do we know when we are on the right path? Our Bible text in Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing and perfect will." To understand God's will, we need to be with God and not be conformed to the pattern of this world. That conditions our mind to understand what God is communicating to us. By so doing, we have a transformed mind that when God speaks, His word penetrates and drops right into our heart for discernment. This aspect of renewing our mind is also a process of spiritual growth that happens as we study God's Word and spend time in prayer. As we grow in our relationship with God, we will be able to test and approve what His will is. God is ever communicating to His own. So when we have our mind renewed and opened up to His leading, we can test and approve His will for our lives. The will of God may not always be easy or align with our expectation of what we deem to be His will. Sometimes, God's will may take us through difficult path. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord." This verse reminds us that God's ways are not always our ways. Sometimes, God's will for our lives may not make sense to us. We may find ourselves on a difficult path that we do not understand. But just because we do not understand it does not mean that God is not in it. So, how do we test and approve God's will in the midst of difficult circumstances? Here are three things to keep in mind. 1. Seek God's guidance through prayer and scripture. One of the most important things we can do when we are trying to discern God's will is to seek His guidance through prayer. Prayer is a conversation with God, and it is an opportunity to ask for His guidance and wisdom. When we spend time in prayer, we can ask God to reveal His will to us and to give us the courage to follow it. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3 says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not." Through prayers, we can ask God to reveal His will to us about anything. We can also seek God's guidance through Scripture. The Bible is God's Word, and it contains the wisdom we need to navigate the complexities of life. When we read the Scripture, we can depend on the Holy Spirit to use the Word of God we read to guide us or confirm His will to us in the specific areas of our lives. John chapter 16 verse 13 says, "Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come." We can get the knowledge of God's will through the Scripture if we open our heart to receive from God. This is another way to confirm His will. 2. Look for confirmation from other believers. When we are trying to discern God's will, it is helpful to seek confirmation from other believers. God often uses other people to confirm His will for our lives. We can seek for prayers, advice and counsel from trusted Christian friends or family members who can help us discern God's direction. We can also seek guidance from pastors, counselors, or other Christian leaders who have experience, wisdom and can pray with us. It is important to remember that the confirmation we receive from other believers should align with what we believe God is saying to us. If the advice we receive from others contradicts what we believe God is saying, then we need to seek further guidance and discernment. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1 says, "In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established." God will not tell Mike something, tell Paul something different, and tell James another thing entirely, if it is true. Because God is not a master of confusion. 3. Trust God's sovereignty, even in difficult circumstances. Finally, when we are trying to discern God's will, we need to trust His sovereignty, even in difficult circumstances. As we mentioned earlier, God's will for our lives may not always make sense to us. We may find ourselves on a difficult path that we do not understand. But just because we do not understand it does not mean that God is not in it. We need to trust that God is sovereign, and that He is working all things together for our good. Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." We may not see the purpose or the outcome of our difficult circumstances, but we can trust that God is using them to shape us and mold us into the person He wants us to be. In times of uncertainty, we can find comfort in knowing that God is with us and that He is leading us according to His good, pleasing, and perfect will. It is important to remember that testing and approving God's will is an ongoing process. We need to be constantly seeking God's guidance and discerning His direction for our lives. Sometimes, God's will may be clear to us, and other times, we may need to wait patiently for His direction. In all things, we need to remain steadfast in our faith and trust in God's sovereignty. We need to remember that His thoughts are not our thoughts, and His ways are not our ways, but we can be confident that He is leading us on a path that will ultimately bring glory to His name. As we reflect on Romans chapter 12 verse 2, let us pray for the wisdom and discernment we need to test and approve God's will in our lives. Let us seek His guidance through prayer and scripture, look for confirmation from other believers, and trust in His sovereignty, even in difficult circumstances. As we go today, may we be transformed by the renewing of our minds and may we be able to discern and follow God's good, pleasing, and perfect will. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You with humble hearts, seeking Your guidance and direction. We thank You for the promise that if we seek You, we will find You, and if we ask, we will receive. We ask for Your wisdom and discernment as we seek to test and approve Your will in our lives. We pray that You would help us to renew our minds through Your word and through prayer, so that we may be transformed into the image of Your Son. We ask that You would give us the courage and strength to follow Your will, even when it takes us down difficult paths. Help us to trust in Your sovereignty, knowing that You are working all things together for our good. Today, help us to trust in Your goodness and Your faithfulness. We know that Your thoughts are not our thoughts, and Your ways are not our ways. But we also know that You are a loving and gracious God who desires the best for us. Help us to trust in Your plans for our lives, even when they are difficult or confusing. We ask all these things in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Numbers chapter 23 to chapter 26. And for the evening, Mark chapter 8. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.